Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I am excited to have you here tuning into our speaker series. And today, I am so happy to be introducing our featured speaker, Allison Lex. And Allison has built a niche business providing copywriting and marketing strategies to clients all over the world. She helps people create big businesses through her vast knowledge of online marketing, info business, relationships and networking online and offline, and inbound or content marketing. So the reason I'm introducing Allison to all of you is that she now works with coaches, consultants, speakers, authors, podcasters, bloggers, experts, and info marketers to create programs and products that sell, copy and funnels that convert, and strategies to bring together into one info empire. So I know a lot of you are going to be really excited about this particular interview. And she uses her techniques to make your marketing fun, effective, and profitable. So, Allison, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for that welcome. I'm going to have to make sure I grab the recording so I can transcribe that as my new bio. That's
right.
Always the hardest part for me to write. But I am super excited to be here and to chat with you today about this business breakthrough stuff that we all want and love. And
yes.
I think we're going to have a really good time today.
Absolutely. And I really enjoyed our conversations even leading up today. And we were talking before we started this interview, and I was just saying, you know, this topic of Miracle Business Breakthrough and connecting with you and the other amazing experts, I really do feel like we could go to a retreat somewhere and just talk about all this stuff and be so excited because it is such a great journey to be on. And when you meet other people that are in this crazy entrepreneurial world, there's a lot of common thread that goes between us. So much fun.
Yeah,
so
I think
go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, I think that entrepreneurs, we tend to, especially when we work from home, we tend to hermit. So when we get around other people that think the way we do and are as excited about our businesses, we can talk for hours. So I'll try to keep it short so we don't take up everybody's whole day.
I totally get it. Oftentimes with our speakers, I always think, I'm already thinking ahead, like, we need to do a series just with you and focus on what you're about and everything that we talk about. And I know it's going to happen again today. Every part of this that we talk about is something that you can expand upon and do a whole, you know, month-long workshop on.
Absolutely.
So, but today we'll just have some fun, and I would love for you to take us on a little journey also. If you could take us back in time, and, of course, I'm thinking about Miracle Business Breakthroughs. Can you share some of your own breakthroughs that have gotten you to where you are today?
Absolutely. I think the biggest breakthrough, it actually, surprisingly, is more recent, has been a clarity and a focus breakthrough. So when I first started my copywriting business, I was a copywriter, and I was a copywriter that had the niche of anybody who was willing to pay my fees. Which, as you know, is not a very well-defined niche. It's not very smart business strategy. Something I tell my clients or people when I'm ranting is hope is not a solid business strategy. Mm. And I was hoping that the right clients would come along, and I wasn't really targeting my marketing. And I was basically breaking all the rules that I set down for all my clients. And so really my first real breakthrough was discovering where my passion is. And the fact that I love helping people leverage their income and create awesome product and really impact the world in a wonderful way in sharing their knowledge and their expertise, but also impacting their, I call it their personal economy, if you will, because wallet can be so, you know, limiting. Personal economy sounds so broadening. And so really niching my business and discovering that this is what I'm really good at and this is where my heart lies, and these are the people that I love to work with and serve, has been the first breakthrough that I really think is important.
And how did you figure out what your niche was? Because I know a lot of people, when they first get started, so a lot of you who are listening right now might be nodding your head and saying, yes, I just launched, so I'm in my first couple of years, and I offer all these different services, or I offered this service, but I, like you at the beginning, I'm offering it to everybody. I was the same way, you know. And so how did you go about really determining, you know, when you talked about clarity and focus, how did you go about determining really who your niche was?
Well, there are really two things that matter, and it's the crossroads is where your niche is. The first thing, of course, is what's been profitable for you. Because, you know, a little personal thing, I love cats. I rescue cats. I foster cats, and nobody pays me to do that. Right. So it can totally be my passion, but if nobody's paying you to do it, then it needs to be, you know, crossed off the list. And then, of course, the crossroad that I already mentioned is the passion thing. So if it's profitable and I'm passionate about it, then that's where I want to go. Because it, at the end of the day, we're in business because we don't want to work a boring J-O-B. But if we're doing something we don't love, that's exactly what it feels like.
Right.
So by finding something that gets you excited, gets you jazzed, gets you ready to jump out of bed in the morning or afternoon, depending on your sleep schedule, then that's the thing that you want to go for. And that's the direction you want to go in. And it can be really, it can be as simple as I'm saying it, or it can be, you know, a big pros and cons chart, however you make decisions best. But that's, I think, the easiest and fastest way to discover your niche.
I think it's really good, you know, just asking yourself, I mean, it really is those two simple questions. What has been profitable for you? And what are you passionate about? And as long as both of those, you know, as long as it's been, it's both, right? It has to be both, like you said.
Right. Can't be either or.
Then that's what will really be a great way to figure out your niche. So thank you
Absolutely.
For that. Sometimes those clarifying exercises help people to determine really what to focus on. So that's really helpful.
I think it can get a little overwhelming, too, because you're – it reminds me of when you're in like 10th grade and you're like, oh, you know, I got to start thinking about college. And that means I have to start thinking about what I want to do with the rest of my life. And that question right there is incredibly overwhelming because I can't really plan very well for, you know, next week, much less the whole rest of my life. So when people think, oh, I've got to choose my niche, I'm solidifying my business. Well, you know, lately I've been saying something like it's an online sales letter. It's not a stone tablet. Like it's not permanent. If you want to switch gears in a couple of years, you can. So do what you feel, what feels great now. And then if you start to find yourself, you know, wishing that it was different, you can change it later. And it'll evolve as you grow.
Exactly. And oftentimes it seems as though you start down a path and it evolves and your business actually looks quite different 3 to 5 years down the road than what it is today. It might still be, might have a common thread, you know, at its core, but you've really learned as you've gone along and figured out really what you want to focus on. So
I think
exactly what you're saying, just start, right? Just start and focus and do the best that you can with what your vantage point is today and then allow yourself to evolve.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
That's right.
Awesome. So, okay, so you have this clarity and this focus. So what did that lead you to?
Absolutely. So what that's led me to, and like I said, it's totally recent, but what it's led me to is this specialty thing. And because I'm specializing, I can charge more, so I can increase my fees. Because it's much different to be a jack-of-all-trades copywriter versus, and you know, a specialty info marketing copywriter. Because I know the industry better, I know the language, I know how to sell this kind of stuff better than I know how to sell some of the other stuff that I don't do all the time. And so I've raised my fees. So on the client side, I've been able to raise my prices, which then brings in more income. That's an awesome business breakthrough.
Absolutely.
And then there's the coaching side. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So then there's the coaching side, which I'm finally, I think right before we started the interview today, I mentioned about the whole builder's house is the last one to be built. So my damaging admission is I teach people how to make courses and I make courses for people and I don't have one. Right? Oh, my goodness.
Right.
So I'm finally getting my act together because now I have the clarity and the passion for what I want to teach. And so now I'm able to build that and really stand behind it and actually follow through because I've got that passion driving it. So it's I'm finally building that and getting that ready to launch later this year, which is exciting. And that's going to be yet a whole nother business breakthrough for me. that I'm setting myself up for.
So talk to us a little bit about info marketing. For those who haven't heard that term, can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Well, so info marketing is basically using the stuff that's between your ears to create income for your business. So it's selling your knowledge. And whether that's in the form of a coaching program or an online course or even a book, right? There are tons of things out there that are info product that don't actually immediately spring to mind. I come from the world of Glaser Kennedy, so of course I'm really well-versed with the whole info empire idea.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think info marketing, the package product with the spiral-bound notebook and the CD package and all that hard copy product springs to mind because that's the world I come from. But
mm-hmm.
now with all of these tools and technologies out there, from Instant Teleseminar to Kajabi to even Facebook groups and Google Hangouts, there are so many ways that you can deliver content to people all over the world
mm-hmm.
and have them pay you for it. So for something that you already know how to do, you can teach
right.
it to other people and get paid. And I really... Lately, I feel like we've been moving from a service economy into a knowledge economy. So I'm going back to high school economics here.
Mm-hmm.
But so we've been in a service-based economy for a while now. Before it was product-based, and before that it was agriculture-based. And now I believe that we're moving into a knowledge-based economy. And so that's really where we're paying people for their know-how, and we're recognizing the value of expertise
mm-hmm.
and specialty. And so... Leverage that knowledge economy and use it to create income and teach people how to do some things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
And this is such an exciting topic. You know, I think that for those of you who are listening who are really wanting to take your business to that next level and leverage what you're doing and also mm-hmm. be able to create that info empire, I mean, that's I hear that and I get really, really excited, right? So
yeah, that's a fun word.
It is. Info empire. I have an empire. So can you just give us an overview? Like, say I am working towards creating my own info empire. What would you say to me? Like, okay, Amy, let's talk about your info empire and see what it is that you're already doing and what we can expand and leverage on. Like, what? Take me through that process a little bit. Can I see a glimpse into your world of how you do that with your clients?
Absolutely. So there are two buzzwords that I'm going to give you up front.
Okay.
The first one is funnel,
mm-hmm.
and the second one is ascension ladder. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a funnel is basically pulling leads in, turning them to buyers, and getting them through a whole sales process that takes them from somebody that's not giving you money to somebody that is. And an
mm-hmm.
ascension ladder is the process of taking somebody from a position of giving you a little bit of money to giving you a lot of bit of money.
mm-hmm.
And so we use funnels and ascension ladders kind of together, right? All the content that you create, everything that you do is with those two things in mind.
Okay.
And so you move them from lead to buyer, to low-price buyer, to middle-price buyer, to high-price buyer with your marketing that's been set up and the programs that you put together. So, hold on. I'm talking so much I forgot to take a breath. Let me do that.
That's okay.
There we go. I get so excited. I start talking so fast and I just, I forget to breathe.
Oxygen is important. Yes. Absolutely.
Helps the brain cells, I've
heard. Yes. Take a deep breath, yes.
So if, let's say my client was a health coach,
okay,
and my client was to have maybe a recipe book that they've been selling on Amazon for 99 cents, and after that they've offered a free report in order to get the Amazon buyers in, I would probably switch them, try and get the freebies to get the 99-cent little thing, right, to turn them
mm-hmm.
into a buyer, and then we would maybe look at a video series or something like that that we can sell at a slightly higher price point. And then maybe we would upgrade them into a group coaching program that's a monthly price point that's a little higher but not VIP status. And then maybe get them into a longer group coaching program that's a little bit higher priced, and then eventually get them to be a VIP client. And so that's really taking them through the funnel and up the ascension ladder.
Interesting. Okay, so when it comes down to the free report, so that's something that would, it's kind of like an opt-in, right? So they opt in and provide their email address. So again, this is a world that you and I probably talk about how we've done it for however long we've done it, but for newer people, can you talk a little bit about the opt-in? Because I know that if somebody said opt-in to me several years ago, I'd say, I don't even know what you're talking about. So can you describe what an opt-in is for those who have not yet learned about it?
Absolutely. So an opt-in is basically, I'm going to use a word that might sound negative, but it's not. It's a bribe to get them to give you their contact information. So they're paying you for the report, but they're not paying you in money. They're paying you with their contact information. And why this is important is they're saying, yes, I'm interested in what you have to say. I want to discover more about you.
Right.
And here's my information so you can follow up with me later. That's what the lead is now saying to you when they fill out your opt-in form.
Got it.
And so your freebie, your opt-in, can be a video. It can be a free trial if you have software. It can be a PDF. It can be a checklist. It can be a trial membership, all kinds of different things that it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has to deliver some really good value. And it's essentially step one of them doing business with you.
Right. And so aside from having that free gift / opt-in on their website, where else would you recommend they would promote that?
Well, of course, social media is a really great tool to use for any full marketing campaign. You would promote it anywhere that you work. If you do guest posting, you would promote it on your guest posts. You would, of course, blast it out to your Facebook and your Twitter followers, like I said. Share it with anybody that might be a good fit for your business that you believe you can help. A lot of times what people do is they post it on their website on a landing page. So a landing page is a squeeze page. You might hear those terms interchangeably. And it basically means the only thing they can do on that page is either click the X or enter their information. So it squeezes them into your funnel.
Right,
and you can promote those with paid advertising on social media. You can use direct mail if you want to go offline. If you exhibit at a trade show, you should always have somebody be able to opt in there. All kinds of different ways that you can promote it anywhere you are.
Definitely. And I know that I've worked with clients in the past who, when they're still kind of new to the whole creating your own opt-in world, they struggle with what should I create, you know? So even if they choose one of the versions of communication, so if it's a video or a checklist or something like that, but they're like, well, what should I create and what format should I create it in? What would be the strongest hook? So what would you say to somebody like that that's struggling with creating, figuring out what to create?
First, you are so not alone. I struggle so hard with my opt-ins. I overthink it. And I actually had to say to myself, I was struggling to make my newest one, and I was like, you know, I don't feel like this is big enough. It's not big enough. It's not long enough. And then I had to say, hey, Allison, you're not trying to solve world hunger with a guide, you know.
Right.
This white paper is not going to solve all the problems in the world. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to answer a question. So, you know, don't stress too much. It's the first thing I would say. But really, I mean, the format can be, there are so many different formats, but really the big three are print, audio, and video. And I like to combine as much as possible. I'm a print kind of girl, but I think that's my own personal preference because I retain information best that way. And so coming from the education background that I do, there are different people who retain information in different ways. Some people have to read it, some people have to see it, and some people have to hear it. Even more people have to do it. So really, those are the big four. But do what you think is going to be the best way to deliver the information based on your information. If you have a very visual process that you're showing, you may need to do video. If it's better with screenshots and pictures, or it's a checklist, of course a PDF is going to be better. And If it's a discussion type of thing where you really need that person to hear you, then audio might be a good choice for you. The
mm-hmm.
other option, of course, is to ask your audience how they'd prefer to get the information.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And just to expand on that, because I recently mm-hmm. updated my own opt-in, and when I was kind of brainstorming what I really wanted to deliver and contribute to my audience, I was thinking, what is the number one question that people ask me, you know? And
yep.
because
that's
there's so many things within, even when you niche, there's so many things within your niche probably that you can teach, right? Especially the longer you do it, the more you are a student of it, the more you mentor it. Like, gosh, there's so many ways I can go about doing this. And instead of overthinking it, and Allison, I'm so like you. I overthink things all the time.
I'm such an overthinker. It's terrible.
Yeah. It helps me to talk it out with people, right? So I'll talk it out with my coach or my colleagues. I'll say, oh, I don't know what to do. And they're like, okay, Amy, stop it, you know? And so I really just ask myself, what's the number one question that entrepreneurs ask me? And there's a lot of questions, but really they ask me, how do I find more clients? So I thought, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to answer that question. And so I created literally in one day, and this is possible, especially for those who like to write.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a little more time, that's fine. But you don't have to spend – it's not a novel. You don't have to spend years writing this guide or this ebook. I mean, literally I did it in one day. And I thought, I'm going to write a 5-step guide to find clients now, because
mm-hmm.
I know that over the years, if I had – I also thought about what I wish I would have known earlier on in my entrepreneurship. So to find
mm-hmm.
my own clients. And as you learn, you just want to teach, right? You just want to share with people, here's how you do it, because I know from my experience and the things, you know, the mistakes or whatever. So I wrote that, and then I had a beautiful design created that looked like a cover of the book, you know, a physical book, but it's actually downloadable ebook guide and a really quick read. And I used that, and it was just really easy to just think of answering one question. Like you said, you're not solving the world's problems, right? So just answer one question and then provide it, I like what you said, in print, audio, or video, and then
mm-hmm.
put it together in a nice little package, and then make sure on the tech side of things that everything's linked up and working correctly, and then provide it to your audience. And it's just a beautiful thing when you start seeing people who opt in for it and get excited about what you wrote or what you shared, and they provide, you know, feedback on it. And people actually will read or listen or watch what you deliver. So
yes.
just really value what you're sharing. Mm-hmm.
I think of the analogy that I've heard a lot of other people use. It's a first date, not a marriage proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're not going so in-depth. You're not trying to teach everything that you do.
Right.
You're answering one question. You're solving
exactly.
one problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you mentioned a quick read. It should
mm-hmm.
be fast. It should be easy.
Right.
You know, it's a quick, easy, implementable, action-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they're finished reading your thing, they can go do their thing.
Right. Exactly.
That was super specific and scientific.
Right. But I love simplifying things, because otherwise it's so easy to be overwhelmed, right? So I
mm-hmm.
think that's a really great idea and a way about, you know, to go about doing it. And then
mm-hmm.
just do it, right? Like you said it best. Just do it. Just create something. And also what you said earlier about it's not set in stone. So if something is really
mm-hmm.
not working and attracting your audience, you can always switch it up later. I always say that websites are never done. Opt-ins are also never done. You're going to evolve it, change it, tweak it, fine-tune it, you know, throw some of them out, put new ones in. So once we kind of let that go, then we don't expect it to be so perfect the first time, right? So.
And you may find, I've gotten halfway through writing an opt-in, and I discover that it's really a blog post. And I've gotten
mm-hmm.
halfway through writing a blog post, and I discover it's really an opt-in.
Right.
And so, you know, anything that you do can always be repurposed. That's my another big thing, is always save everything you do. Everything.
Right.
Because you never know when you can use it again.
Absolutely. That is
mm-hmm.
so good. Mm-hmm. And for those of you, again, I want to just be really respectful of those of you who are really new to all of this. Just know that you'll take it one step at a time, and you will figure it out, because at the beginning, when you haven't done any of this, it can feel like, oh, my gosh, there's so much. But there are so many great resources out there to figure out how to do it. There's so many examples out there. You know, as you start following more and more experts in different areas of business, you'll see on their websites what their opt-in or their free gift or special offer is, and you'll actually, on the other side of it, go through the process and see how everything's linked up. And and the whole purpose of it, like what you're saying, is that you're inviting them in to your world, right, as an initial way to learn about you, you know, learn from you, gain some knowledge, and decide, okay, maybe there's something, you know, maybe I want to continue working with her or him. And so it's all about, you know, comes back to traffic and conversion, right? So we're driving traffic to our website and then converting them into leads. If nothing else, I always say, if nothing else, just know that you're helping someone somewhere. If they never buy anything from you, why not just share your gifts with the world? And at the same time, of course, there's going to be a certain percentage of those people who do go through the process of working with you and then ultimately becoming a, you know, a VIP client, or maybe that's they buy your product or online course or program. So that's an exciting process, I think.
Yeah. At any point, you have three different types of people on your list. You have the never going to be buyers.
Right.
And then the will be buyers someday. Mm-hmm. And then the are buyers right now.
Right.
And, you know, the never going to be buyers, sometimes they just, they don't want what you've got.
Right.
Or they're your competition who are signing up and scoping you out, which, by the way, do that. Sign up for your competition and scope them out. See what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, I'm on so many lists that I've lost count. I have done Unroll Me on my inbox at least 6 times since the beginning of the year, and I just can't seem to whittle it down. So, you know, I'm on so many lists, and I see what people are doing all the time, and that's a really great thing to do, is build that swipe file of good marketing that works. But so you're going to be a never going to be a buyer, excuse me, on somebody's list. And that's okay.
Right.
You're sharing your gift with them and helping them answer some questions and providing them some value. And then you never know when some of those people are going to turn into buyers, because the whole time they were going to be buyers someday. They're just not ready for you right now.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now focusing on working with coaches, consultants, speakers, authors, podcasters, bloggers, experts, and info marketers. So, which is such a, I mean, to me, that's a whole happy world of people that I love being around. So when you work with them, then are you kind of taking a look at what they're already doing, and then do you kind of help them come up with a strategy in order to put this in place, you know, when you're talking about taking people through that funnel?
Yes. So really, I can work with people where they are. So some of my clients have come to me and they have no product. They want a product. And they have this library of client work that they've done. Or they're a coach, so they've done one-on-one, and they just don't have a course or a program. Or they've run a group coaching program, and they want to leverage that to a, I call it boxed because of the way my brain thinks, but a digital delivery hands-off product, if you will.
Okay.
And some of my clients have all kinds of products in place, but it's not really working for them. They don't have the automation. They don't have the funnels and the strategy put together to make it all happen in a really empire-building way. So there are a bunch of different stages. And so really what I do depends on where we start. But I look at everything that exists, whether it's not much or a whole lot, and start putting it together. And, you know, okay, so this might be your more beginner stuff. This is the lower price stuff. This is at the beginning of the funnel. Or let's create something for the beginning of the funnel. Or let's create this core product and then see what lower price stuff we can come up with that's a chunk of that. Or even, hey, let's see if we can create a membership that's going to get some recurring revenue in your business every month.
Right.
So, because it's really nice to have that baseline of recurring revenue, so then all the private client work is just gravy.
Absolutely.
And so the process really is very custom with my private clients. But there are some things that you can do to try and replicate the process for yourself. And again, trying to speak as generally as possible because I recognize that there are people that are going to be just getting started versus people who have been doing this for a while. But it's really think about what it takes to become an expert in what you teach.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll head back to the health coach. What is going to take somebody from, what was the name of that documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead?
Mm-hmm.
I think. What's going to take somebody from there to being, you know, super healthy and eating the best thing for their body and happy and not so fat or sick or nearly dead?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to take? Map that out.
Right.
And then start doing it. Find the people who are where they, you know, at the starting point and get them to the next step. Mm-hmm. And then find the people at that next step or even the same people and get them to step number two and
mm-hmm.
step number three. And so that's why we call it an ascension ladder, because
right.
we're starting at the bottom rung and moving
right.
people up the rungs.
So I know that you talked about in your own business that you're going to be developing
mm-hmm.
an online course, but up until this point,
yeah.
have you just been focusing on your VIP clients?
Yes. So I have private clients that I do this for. We create courses and programs and, of course, the copy that goes with them. And
mm-hmm.
so that's where the processes have come from. I learned how to create product way back at Glaser Kennedy, and I've been doing it for so long that now I want to leverage my own knowledge.
Right, absolutely.
and also I recognize that hiring me is not financially feasible for a good portion of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love to teach. I want to teach as many people as possible. I was an education major in college before I dropped out, but that's a story
mm-hmm.
for another series.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching is my heart, right? So this
mm-hmm.
is where my passion intersects with my profit.
Got it. And when you, in talking about copywriting, I know that's a,
mm-hmm.
Obviously a big part of your business.
Yes.
When you do copywriting for clients or when you work with clients on their copywriting,
mm-hmm.
Is it something where, for example, if you have a sales page or an opt-in page, is it something where you do some split test marketing or how do you make sure that that page is converting at a certain percentage of people into leads or clients?
Absolutely. Well, the first step in any conversion is to understand your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I speak on this a lot, and I get it in conversations wherever I can, like I just did here. And understanding your audience is key. If you're not speaking directly to them, they're not going to buy from you.
Right.
I'll get off my soapbox on that one. But, yes, split testing or even tweaking. So sometimes we'll put a sales page up and we start running traffic and it's like, yeah, that's not really going to do it. What can we tweak real quick to see what
mm-hmm.
we can improve?
Right.
So, you know, I always advise split testing if you have the technology and the know-how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also an after-launch tweaker too. So
right.
I can't deny the viability of that tactic as well.
And for those who have never heard about split testing, can you explain what that means?
Sure. So it's either split testing or A/B testing. You might see it written. And basically what it is you make a small change. So you might change the headline
mm-hmm.
or you might change the call to action or even the price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send half of your traffic to one and half mm-hmm. of your traffic to another. Another
mm-hmm.
option, of course, is to add a third variable. So you might say, I have three headlines to choose from, or I want to try three price points or three payment plans or what have you. And then you send a third, a third, a third, so on and so forth. Too many variables, and then you end up diluting your traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So really three is the most I like to do at any one time.
Mm-hmm. And so there's three different actual pages that are promoting
yes.
the same product. And,
yes.
and when you say you send them, where are you sending them to?
So there's technology, and I am decidedly my whole technology attitude is I know enough to get me in trouble but not enough to get me out of it. So so Google and YouTube are your friend on this, but I know Unbounce and I believe Lead Pages and probably ClickFunnels all have this ability to, it automatically happens with technology, right? So mm-hmm. it's like magic in your computer box.
Got it. So, can you mention those resources again? Lead Pages?
I haven't used Lead Pages, like, personally, but I have a ton of friends who've used it, think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of friends who have used ClickFunnels, think they're amazing.
ClickFunnels,
yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Told you, funnel is a buzzword. ClickFunnels, it's a relatively new product, but it's really good. Lead Pages mm-hmm. is really good. I'm an optimized press kind of girl, and mm-hmm. they also have A-B functionality, although I haven't used it myself simply because of this whole tech issue of not mm-hmm. knowing a lot. And then Unbounce I've used for a landing page, but I think they have sales page functionality as well. And so if I was to say, okay, Unbounce, I want to host this URL on your platform. Mm-hmm. And so people type in, you know, www.allisonsawesomeproduct.com. They mm-hmm. go to my Unbounce page. And Unbounce automatically chooses which one to show them based on the algorithm of how many people have been there before.
Oh, wow.
And so visitor one is going to see page A. Visitor mm-hmm. two is going to see page B. Visitor three is going to see page C. And visitor four is going to see page A. And
got it.
So, and then, and I know Unbounce did this a while ago. I'm not sure if they still have the functionality. I'm sure they do because it's a big deal. They have a mm-hmm. champion page. And so mm-hmm. you can actually choose to say, okay, this is my proven converter. Right, this is my winner. I'm going to send 50% of my traffic to page A, and then mm-hmm. I'm going to split the remaining 50 between B and C.
Got it.
And so with some of these providers, I'm sorry, I have a frog in my throat, so I'm going to mm-hmm. grab a sip of water.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
With some of these providers, you can choose how much of your traffic goes where.
Got it.
But that's about all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. It's magic.
It is magic, and like you, I know just enough, and then I say, okay, now I'm going to hire somebody to do it, you know? And,
yeah. I know when it's time to call for help.
Exactly. And so if you're not 100% tech savvy, then it's good to find the right support, and it doesn't mean you have to have a full-time, you know, IT person or web tech person on site, but there are virtual assistants that know how to work on these different you know, platforms and tools that we use. And so there's always a way to have someone help you on some level. So don't feel like you can do everything on your own. You might go crazy.
Well, and, you know, I think one of the struggles that happens is when you first start, right, mm-hmm. you're kind of shoestringing.
Right.
And it can be really frustrating because everybody wants to charge, and I get that. What I did is I actually had a friend who did web stuff
mm-hmm.
and who needed copy.
Right.
And we brought back the barter. And I have discovered that bartering is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's tax-free.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, if you can find somebody who has some skills that is looking for some support in an area that you're good in, you may be able to work out an arrangement where you kind of, you help each other out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, YouTube has some great tutorials. I feel like that's underutilized. There are tons of screen shares and tutorials on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a quick question, but if you need help from start to finish,
mm-hmm.
you got to find some support there.
definitely. So, Allison, a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 each month consistently. So I'm asking each of our experts to share the top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So can you share three tips for our listeners today?
Yes. And, oh, I had two earlier because you told me you'd be asking this question and they flew right out of my head. Well, and I think I've shared some of them already. So really my top stuff is what I talk about. One, figure out if there's a way that you can leverage what you know. So the easiest way to increase, so there are three ways to increase your income. One is to get more customers. 2 is to sell more to your current customers, and 3 is to get your current customers to spend more for what they're already buying. In other words, raise your prices. So really,
okay.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
number
definitely.
3 is raise your prices. If you're specializing in something, raise your prices. You pay the specialist much more than you pay the general practitioner doctors.
Right.
So raising your prices is the first way that you can increase your income. And then the second tip I have is, let's go with my 3 ways here, figure out how you can get more people coming into your business that are going to pay you for what you're already doing. A referral program is a wonderful way to make that happen because birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
So people who pay you now are likely to have friends who fit your ideal market. And
awesome.
3, I'm going to have to think about 3 for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, all of this is so good. So number 1, you said, is raise your prices, right, when
raise
you
your
specialize
prices.
In something. Number 2 mm-hmm. is get more people to come into your program, so the referral program. Can you expand on that just for a moment about how you set up a referral program?
Sure. So a referral program can be set up very, very simply with bring me somebody for my business and I will give you a reward of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as general as I can put it. I personally have referral partners that I reach out to that there's a percentage of a first project. So if they refer someone to me and that person hires me, then the partner can receive
mm-hmm.
a percentage either in cash or in credit. So I've actually done work in exchange for that for them for free.
Awesome.
You know, I have a client who, or an insurance client that I had, offers movie tickets for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
So you refer someone for a quote and you get a pair of movie tickets, which, I mean, that's like a $30 value.
These days, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
Like
it's not the dollar movies. It's the big ones with the nice comfy chairs. So
yeah,
a referral program is really a great way to get more people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, really, if I'm hurting for money, if I'm ready, the end of the month is coming a lot quicker than I think it should be,
mm-hmm.
I reach out to previous clients and
mm-hmm.
I say, you know, hey, I've got some room in my schedule. Do you need anything done? And sometimes it's really just a matter of reminding them that I exist. So
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to say tip number 3,
mm-hmm.
and again, this is not one that I follow as well as I should, send a weekly newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Post regularly on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like post. Actually, you know what? I got a client because I started using that Edgar program, and because I was posting regularly on Facebook, the client called me and said, hey, I see posts on your Rock Your Marketing page. Let's talk.
What's the Edgar program?
Edgar is a social posting program.
Oh.
So it's, yes. So the really cool thing about Edgar is it's made for people like me who are really good at starting but not great at continuing. So you set it up once and it saves everything in a library. And
okay.
then when you run out of updates that are like new stuff, it goes back and starts over at the beginning. So if I have like my inspirational quotes section, it'll post those at a predetermined time that I give it. Or if I have, you know, where I'm promoting other people's content or I'm promoting my own blog post, it'll post it at certain times. And it'll just go through the list over and over again. So it's always working for me over and over again.
Very cool. So is it kind of like Hootsuite?
It is like Hootsuite. And where Hootsuite will allow you to schedule it at whatever time you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you schedule it, if you want it to happen again, you have to go tell it to happen again.
Oh,
Edgar makes it automatically happen again.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a looping video. It just kind of keeps
it's
going.
It's like
and
looping.
Going.
Yes, it's one of those gifts where the guy just keeps falling off the bike and falling off the bike.
I love that. I've never heard of Edgar. See, I'm
it's a great program.
So yeah,
and
definitely.
I mean Hootsuite's free. You know, for a certain number of social accounts, and Edgar's not. So there is that pay bump. You know, you got paid for it, which I get.
I
had a positive ROI.
Yeah.
I had a positive ROI after under 2 weeks. I mean,
right.
worked for me.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. And I agree. I think when you're continue to put stuff out there, I've found the same thing. You know, it's just if you continue to put things out there, and here's what I've noticed. I'm not sure about you, but I've noticed that just by being authentic, deeply connecting with my audience. So it's not that I'm always talking about, you know, things that relate to business coaching, right? So
right.
most of the time there is a thing that something that ties it all together, but it might
right.
be something, a personal story. It might be something that I'm mm-hmm. working on. And then I always bring it back to the reason why I'm sharing it, you know, so there's relevance mm-hmm. and people understand
yep.
it. But that way your tribe, your audience is getting to know you, especially for
yeah.
those of you who are solo entrepreneurs or you're an entrepreneur who is the face of your business, which I know a lot of you are. It's
mm-hmm.
good for people to know, like, and trust you. And so
yeah.
if you're always just sending out content or how-tos and all of that, you might find yourself sounding like everybody else. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to just add on to what you're saying. And as you're sending out these weekly e-newsletters and posting on Facebook, allow people to get to know you on at least some level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's some people want to be really private. I totally respect that. And we should all have some level of privacy. But
oh,
you
yeah.
can still let people in a little bit so they feel like, wow, I really feel like I know you, Allison. I really feel like I know you. You're a genuine,
mm-hmm.
authentic person. And you really
yeah.
want to help businesses grow, right? So
right.
it's just a really good way to connect deeply, and you'll be amazed at how many people come to you saying, I really like what you're about, and I want to know more because I think that maybe
mm-hmm.
We can work together. So
absolutely.
Great for lead gen, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so being authentic is – and that's another buzzword lately, and I think it's important. I think that's
mm-hmm.
what people in general, society at large – I think that's what people crave.
Yes.
It's this genuine connection. I really feel that we're more connected than ever before, but we're totally more isolated than ever before, too.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I have friends, people that are some of my, I call them like my business besties.
Mm-hmm.
We're so close, and we talk about everything, and I've cried on the phone with them. And the
mm-hmm.
reason I'm crying on the phone with them is because they live across the country. We met in a Facebook group, and we've never met in person.
Right.
And so, you know, we're totally connected, but we're totally isolated. So the more you can be you out there,
mm-hmm.
the more people will want to know more about you. And,
right.
you know, it can be really easy to look at all the people out there who are doing their thing and being themselves and putting themselves out there and think that there's no room for you.
Right.
But there is room for you because all of those people that are them are not you.
Right.
And so when you bring you to the table, you bring something that nobody else has. And
yeah.
if you just wash over that personality and wash over what makes you different, then you're not bringing what makes you so special.
Mm-hmm. Such wise words, Allison. I love it.
Thank you. Sorry, soapbox just happened again. I seem to have them all over the place today. I keep stepping on them.
Nope, this is good information. So thank you for sharing. And before we wrap up today, is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, I mentioned that I've just finished up a new freebie, and I would
mm-hmm.
love to offer that. It's a guide on really how to get started. With some examples and some, I call them little mini case studies, if you will, of
mm-hmm.
clients that I've helped in a couple different ways so you can actually see what leveraging your income looks like in somebody else's business with a little how-to on what to do to get that kind of thing started. And that's available at freegiftfromallison.com. And my mom is mean, so my name is spelled A-L-Y-S-O-N. And that's freegiftfromallison.com.
Perfect. And we'll make sure that link is on your speakers page. And I
encourage
everyone to check that out. It's always good to learn more about how to grow your business, and especially in this empowering way of leverage. So I love that you share actual examples. So I'm really excited to check that out myself. So thank you for being so generous. Absolutely. Well, Allison, this has been so much fun. Thank you so, so much for being a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough, and we do hope to chat with you again in the very near future.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a wonderful time, and I can't wait to talk soon.
Absolutely. And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.